news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Guys, you can call and get your thoughts and opinions. Fast Lane, other news of the week, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call. 706-993-4606. For those who don't have a way to call out, you can hit me up on my Skype ID, WillMorgan781. So for those of you who don't have a way to call but you want to jump in, you can hit me on Skype. WillMorgan781. So definitely you can take advantage of that as well. Follow along on Facebook on the Wrestling Call-In Show. Follow along on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Email the show TWCIS999@gmail.com. So please use your formats to get in touch with the show. Let's see who we got calling on the line. What's up, man?
What's good, man?
What's going on, man? You all right?
Yeah, yeah. How do I sound?
You got a little echo going.
Little echo?
Yeah, you got a little echo going.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to change stuff down. This is Coach Stevie Ray, my co-host. How you doing, my friend?
What's up, son?
Man, chilling, man, chilling.
What's good, Stevie?
It's all right. It's all right.
Got a lot to talk about this week. A lot went down. But real quick, let's go ahead and get the elephant in the room, whether out of the way. What did you guys think about the Black Achiever Awards?
I enjoyed it.
I did too. It was a good show. It was a very good show. We had Dusty Rhodes on the red carpet.
I didn't listen to it.
Oh, man, you gotta go get the download, man. It was classic. It was a great show.
Who was on the show?
It was a fantastic show. You had Phil doing the pre-show. You had Double A. You had Mega Powers. And you had Tony C doing the actual presenting of the awards. And it was an awesome show. It's on the feed right now, so you definitely need to go give it a listen. Definitely. Swax, how you doing, man?
What's going on, William?
Good to have you with us tonight. All right. Let's
man, go. You had to mess up my groove, didn't you? I was just about to ask my man, where's it?
What's Swax at? Oh, yeah. Go on and ask him, Steve Ray.
Steve Ray,
I wanted to ask him about his sister.
Towards the Swax man now.
No, yes, I will give you the respect that you are female repellent.
Don't do that.
Are you still getting an echo from me?
No, you're fine now.
You're fine now.
I just got it a minute ago. It might be me. Let me turn my volume down just a bit. Where's your sister, man?
Oh, on I hit her up today because she wanted a call, mm-hmm. but she's probably doing her acting thing, so.
Oh. I got you. I still got an echo.
What did I say, Swags? Female repellent.
I said, yeah, we still got an echo. Who's echoing? Is it me? I don't think so.
I think it's coming from the phone.
So what?
I think it's like when I put on the headphones, I think that's what it is. Because, do you still have it now?
Let's see.
See, I always have the headphones on.
Yeah. I don't hear it now.
Oh, so that's what it is. I put it on, mm-hmm. and you heard it, and then I took it off, and now it's not going. So I guess no headphones for me.
Oh, man. Hopefully you can get your sound issues taken care of there. All right. Tomorrow, Tony C's favorite event, It ain't going the way he wanted, but...
Nothing has worked out the way he wanted.
WWE Fastlane. You guys excited for tomorrow?
Honestly, it's going to be a true catastrophe.
Why do you say that, Stevie Ray?
Because it's not going anywhere where it should go. It's not going in any way it should go. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd going to end up with the titles tomorrow.
I believe that.
And I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't want person.
See, this is the whole thing is Tyson Kidd and Cesaro might win the championships, but there's only that one tag team that's not going to go away, and eventually they're going to win the tag team championship, and that's the Ascension.
The day that happens, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry, and I'm going to be at home by myself, because, oh my God, I don't want that day to ever come. They don't deserve it. They haven't done shit to prove it. Oh, man.
Everybody knows it's going to happen.
No, yeah, and the way they're building them up now, you could kind of expect that. But, fuck, man, no one that should have.
Who do you guys think deserves it more, New Day or The Ascension?
No, none.
Neither one. Especially the way they're going now.
Yeah, the way it is right now, just leave it on the Usos.
You guys are taking option C, none of the above. Interesting. Got Big Tone in a chat tonight. What's up, Big Tone? What's going on, man? Appreciate you being here as always. I just don't see, other than maybe your main cards, like Nikki Bella versus Paige. I mean, we've seen it before.
Come on, that knockoff shit.
You seen it before.
What pay-per-view are they knocking off now?
No, but the thing is, if you think about it, not till like someone else comes up, because look, they're not giving Naomi a chance. And all the other divas, they really suck, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm okay with Nikki till, let's say, Charlotte or Sasha, someone comes up. Because I really do not want to see ever again AJ and Paige go at it. I can't take that anymore.
We're going to talk about some NXT diva coming up and somebody off the main roster who is critical of that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's get into predictions for this card very quickly. Cody Rhodes versus Goldust. Who you guys taking? I got Cody. Or Stardust, I'm sorry.
What I want, like, honestly, I don't want nobody to actually win today because I think that deserves a WrestleMania payoff. Like, the match between them.
That
I think
honestly
if, like,
does.
Because if you think about it, they just split up this week and then you're going to finish it off already. So, you know, if they're going to get gold as a send-off, I think it should be something deserving.
Hmm.
So I'm going with a no contest.
Another option C. Swax, who you going with, man?
I actually think that it's going to be Goldust winning at Fastlane, but eventually Stardust is going to defeat Goldust at WrestleMania.
If we get that at WrestleMania.
No, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I would love that to happen, but, Vince McMahon's ass probably won't let that happen.
So, Swash, let me repeat what you just said. You got Goldust winning tomorrow, but Cody Rhodes or Stardust winning at Mania.
Yep.
Okay. Very good, Swash. Very good. I don't think they take it that far. I don't think Creative has the vision to take it that far.
Exactly.
You can see Creative and Booking planning for today. Creative and Booking, they don't plan for 4 or 6 months from now. They're planning strictly for today and getting by today. So if you're going to do it in that sense of the world, Cody should do the right thing. Excuse me. Goldust / Dustin Rhodes should do the right thing. He's a 16-year veteran. Put the kid over, and then after that, you go back to the back. I'd rather see it at Mania because everybody wanted to see it, particularly when they first became a team. But they're going to do it now and get it over with. Stevie Ray, I got a kind of feeling who you're going to pick, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Who you taking?
I'm going to take Goldust.
Yeah.
He's been taking a lot of beatings lately. He got to get a win someday.
Yeah, he
sometime.
Has. Yeah, he has been. He's really been taking a beating as of late. So true. All right.
Somebody got to have a curtain call.
Curtain call. WWE Tag Team Championships are on the line. The Usos with Naomi in their corner versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro with Natalya in their corner. We talked about that already. I think those belts are going to change hands. They're building up Tyson Kidd and Cesaro for something that I don't see how they can lose here. So I'm going with Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. Who you guys taking?
I think
Natalya is going to tune heel and help out Tyson Kidd and Cesaro because Natalya needs a character change, and I think her as a heel would definitely help out, especially if they're going to win the tag team championship off of the Usos.
I thought Natalya was already heel.
No,
she's playing like the abusive wife role right now. That's what she's playing.
I got you. Big Tone, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going tonight?
Chilling.
Good, man.
What's up, baby?
Running down this sorry ass fast lane car. Ain't going nowhere near the way Tony said it was going to go down. Anybody at all got a reason to pick the Usos in this match?
I'm actually going for the Usos.
Okay.
I'm going for them. I would love to see Cesaro and Tyson win, but I get the feeling it's going to last a little bit longer, and the Usos taking it tomorrow.
Stevie Ray, who you taking?
I'm taking Cesaro and Tyson. Unfortunately, I want Natalya to come out with a attitude change, but unfortunately, I think she's going to stay a sympathetic face.
Now, you're seeing attitude change. What kind of attitude change are you looking for out of her?
I'm talking about she figures that what's her name is doing something to her, and she comes up and says, hey, fuck it. Let it go. Let me stick with my man.
Let the shit go. Big Tone. Who you got for the WWE Tag Team Title match between the Usos, Tyson Kidd, and Cesaro?
I think Rikishi's boys. Well, I will put it like this: I think Rikishi boys should pull it, but I think they're going to give it to Cesaro and Tyson Kidd just for shits and giggles to give it a break.
Right.
And have them work for it. Have them have a little feud and go change it back and forth a couple times and go from there until it could actually get another team that's worthy enough to come up and challenge for them, or they're going to let those clowns, they decide to give the clowns a fucking shot. When, I don't know.
And you know what's sad? You know what's sad about that? That I bet money if they get a title shot, they're going to win that shit on the first day.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Me neither.
Crap, yo.
Through the Ascension?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're gonna win that Tottenham title. You know that's gonna happen.
It's just a matter of when.
Right. Nobody wants to see that.
But if the Ascension wins early, wouldn't it make NXT look good?
I don't think so. Because they haven't proved shit, you know? Like, no lie. I would expect something better out of the Lucha Dragons than their sorry ass.
I agree. Yeah. I got to agree with Randy on that one.
Look, seriously, what they do? They punch you, and then they do that stupid-ass weak finish of theirs. And that's it.
They try to fight their...
You know where that finisher came from, right?
Oh, wasn't that Dean Malenko and Chris Benoit's thing?
No, that's the Eliminators. That's total elimination.
Okay. Cool. Now, like I said, I keep saying, do something. If you're gonna put them in our face 24/7 WWE, do something with them. Give these boys some actual competition. Oh, and real quick on a side note, I don't know if anybody went. Because I got two Texas guys in the room with me, but Harlem Heat made their return appearance to the ring tonight. So I don't know if it.
My nephew's there right now. He just called me.
Oh, he's there. Okay.
He's there.
If he can let you know if they won, they should beat the Heavenly Bodies, being it's Booker T's promotion. But
of course, he's gonna call me. I'm pretty sure they're gonna win.
Yeah, me too.
So, he is writing the checks.
Yeah.
Of course.
He writing them checks, boy. So they should win. I'm not questioning what Booker T looks like. I want to know what Stevie Ray looks like. See if he can go out there.
He isn't as fit as he used to be, but he get a couple of weeks in the gym, he'll be fine.
Okay. Okay.
They probably have Booker T work the match, and you know Stevie Ray do little spots, but Booker T works out the whole match.
Right. But you're saying that once Stevie gets a few more weeks of training on his belt, he'll be good to go.
Yeah, he is gonna have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully, pretty soon. I don't care whose promotion it is. We'll see him. We'll see Harlem Heat go against the Dudley Boys. The match of all.
Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah. That's the match. That's the match of century right there.
Yeah. I want to see that so doggone bad.
They did
an interview a year ago saying that they wanted to challenge the Dudley Boys to find out who the real world champions were. Because if you look at the Dudley Boys record, they won world championships, but there were a lot of minor league promotions that they won their heavyweight championships.
A couple of them, yes. The thing is, the difference between Harlem Heat and the Dudleys, Harlem Heat never went overseas and won them in Japan.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dudleys have had IWGP on like three different occasions. They never went overseas. Mm. So, and that's one. Two, they never won the WWE titles either. Harlem Heat has never done it. That's Booker true. T has, but Stevie Ray and Booker T together have not done it.
Right. Because so Stevie Ray retired from the sport before Booker made it over to WWE. Next match on the card, Intercontinental Championship, Bad News Bear versus Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
I want Dean Ambrose to win.
I'm going to say.
Will, what has Wade Barrett done since he arrived?
Fuck Alicia Fox.
Then that's about it.
Nothing.
That's about it. That is about it.
You gotta
That's
give it up to him, though.
That's about it. On that feet alone, he the man. But seriously though, he's WWE's boy, and I can see Wade Barrett winning this match, but they take it to Mania, and that's where Wade Barrett loses it.
No, but you know what the thing? I get the feeling Dean Ambrose is gonna get stuck with one of those stupid, like, multi-man matches. Like that. Let's say if they do another memorial, some crap like that.
I don't think the IC title is going to be. If he beats Ambrose, like I think he will, they will take it to Mania, and that's when Ambrose will win the title. Ambrose needs a moment, and that will be the perfect moment for Ambrose.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen too.
The perfect. Moment.
The way they're setting it up, that's the way it looks like it's going to happen.
That bear getting
the thing is, right now, nobody deserves it more than Ambrose. He got the crowd. He's wrestling every week, unlike Wade Barrett, once a fucking moon. So you know, like, it makes no sense to give it to Wade Barrett.
The only reason why Wade Barrett's doing that because he know he's gonna be he's acting problem. Something gonna happen. He's gonna break something.
Exactly. And then that stupid ass gimmick now with the TMZ shit. What was the point of that?
I did not.
But
see
he
that.
Don't know what to do anymore. He always would have trying something new, and yeah. it falls on his ass.
See, I did not see
this
that.
Guy was the first NXT winner, and for the last 4 or 5 years already, you thought that because he won the NXT competition that they would once put a world championship around him. No frigging way.
You can't trust that. You can't. He's a bigger risk than Mark Henry. Because at least Mark Henry, when he got injured, it took time. He came back 6, 7, 8 months later. He may get hurt again, but he at least gave you a productive 6, 7, 8 months. I mean,
Not only that, Mark Henry worked injured. Like,
right.
He said, you know, I'm going to work through this, you know. Right. I'm going to put this guy over, and I'm going to work through it.
And I still
Wait,
say.
Wait, and my finger, and then I say he's gone.
And I still say this stuff with Randy Orton was classic.
Oh my God, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
But it just
the way he just looked at him like, nah, man, you're losing. Like, you're losing.
See, his worth and his usage, this shows you how much the NXT competitions are, you know, these days. Because other than the brand that's out now, the competitions, you know, basically nobody really succeeded in that competition except Caitlin.
And Daniel Bryan.
And Daniel Bryan.
Right.
No, nobody else.
AJ.
Now, that just makes that competition.
AJ.
Look so bad.
AJ did
pop out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But AJ, they just shoved her up. They shoved AJ up our asses. That's what they did with her.
I don't think so, Randy. I think they brought her along slowly because they knew what they had, but I don't think WWE was quite sure.
They were testing it out to see what they would get, so they had to bring her along nice and easy, and they did it perfectly. What they did, how you used to figure that they shoved somebody up our ass, they shoved Paige up our ass, and she wasn't ready just yet.
That's another one.
Like
but you, that's
already.
What.
Thank, excuse me.
But I see AJ just like Paige. Like, the IWC go crazy for them, and I really don't see it.
IWC still loves Paige.
I got a question.
Sure.
Does anybody know anything about AJ fucking anybody other than CM Punk?
Hey, what's his name? What's this guy's name? God, that he played the black Macho Man. What's his name?
Oh yeah, I forgot. She was
Jay
Lethal.
That was his man before.
Yeah, she was with Jay Lethal before. That's right.
No, I'm talking about in the WWE to get her ranking.
I didn't hear. Get her ranking.
No, I heard it like that.
I didn't get her ranking. How did I get a ranking? I did not.
She look. I'm sorry. She looks like the type of one that gets around. Fuck that. I'm just saying it out there. Or maybe that's just because I don't like her.
Oh, man. I mean, are we getting to the point to where everybody the IWC backs we hate?
No. Exactly.
Because you know what's the biggest evil in wrestling? It's the IWC. They ruin everything.
Yeah.
They don't let nothing come natural. They don't let nothing, you know, develop naturally. They just want, this is what we want, and this is what we should get, you know? And I think that's a cancer.
See, we had this conversation me and William had this conversation years ago.
Mm-hmm.
IWC is fucking wrestling up.
Uh-huh.
I did not need to see the spoilers for SmackDown back in the day.
Really don't need them now either.
I did not need to see it. I was watching it already.
Really don't need them now.
Nothing you could do was going to stop me from watching SmackDown. The IWC tried to fuck it up for me.
No, and those are the type of people, let's say, you know, people like, let's say CM Punk, AJ, those are like, you know, like IWC is God. And if you say something, one bad thing about them, oh my God.
Yeah.
They try to kill you. Just like this. If you make fun of Nikki Bella, Nikki Bella's a little slut. everybody laughs. You say AJ's a slut? You better hide, because people's going to come after you and try to kill you.
AJ has a...
And that's what I hate. And that's what I hate. I hate the IWC because of that shit.
AJ has a lot of backers and supporters, and the IWC really loves her.
Like, they talk about her like she's the greatest thing ever, like the best diva ever. And I'm like, I do not see it. I see her get her ass kicked. I see her get her ass kicked for 10 minutes straight, and then she just applied that stupid-ass submission, and she wins.
An old submission hold.
Yeah.
And she's the greatest wrestler, the greatest female wrestler. She does not wrestle.
Well, see,
the thing about AJ is that she is a gamer girl, and everybody loves that. She's a pretty little gamer girl.
I'm talking about these little virgins at home that live with the mom.
Oh, damn.
Like, in the mom's basement and shit, that fine, oh, my God, AJ, AJ. She got a fat ass, AJ, AJ. I'm like, I don't see this. I do not see this.
Well, she is ranked number 2 in the Pro Wrestling Illustrated of being the best female wrestler in the world.
But I think, too.
Okay, whose dick did she suck to get there?
But I think, too.
Just to let you know, Swag, if you pay money, they put you high. So they put you in a high spot.
I think, too.
So I don't believe that crap.
I think, too, that, and the thing we need to remember about AJ, she's a byproduct of the WWE culture. She's what WWE created. It's not what wrestling created. Like, she wasn't created by the indie scene. Like other people were created by the indie scene before they went to WWE. She was created in that WWE laboratory, so to speak. So they're gonna do everything they can to put her over.
Let's put it like this. She is no Awesome Kong.
No. And we're going to talk about Awesome Kong, too. She made She made an impact.
You said Awesome Kong, right? Mm. I had this one argument. This guy is still, to this day, says that AJ Lee wrestles around. She could wrestle around Awesome Kong. And I'm like, yo, you see? That's why you're stupid, my man. Like,
see, I don't think that submission move will work on Awesome Kong.
Awesome Kong would rip her arms and legs off like a spring chicken and just munch on him.
Yo, you know the speed she has? She could do this, and then she applies the submission. I'm like, my man, Awesome Kong will break her in half.
I dare her to try to put that submission on Awesome Kong.
That would be so funny. That would be so funny. I mean, can you see a clothesline on AJ from Awesome Kong? If she folds up like cheap paper from a spear by Caitlyn, what Awesome Kong gonna do with her?
They're just gonna have to right there bury her ass because she's gonna die.
She's gonna do it like Brock Lesnar would do Daniel Bryan.
AJ would look like roadkill. All Awesome Kong has to do is do a splash off the top rope and she'll be flat.
It's like the AJ love, the Paige love. My thing is this. My thing is that you got to bring it. If you can bring two things to the table, if you look good and you can wrestle fine. If you're just about the looks or whatnot, then the divas are for you. But if you're, you know, looking at nice looking women that can wrestle, you know, just stick to the indie scene and you'll be fine. Because AJ is just a byproduct of WWE, and you're gonna have to get over the fact that she's gonna be promoted. She's gonna be out there.
Exactly.
So
making her the first Stratus of the WWE.
What's that?
They're making her become the next Trish Stratus in the WWE.
I don't know about all that swag. I don't know about all that swag. And the reason why
I know what you're saying. Like, they're giving her, like, all the importance and shit like that. But, like, the next Trish Stratus is never her life.
And don't forget, too, as much as Trish Stratus won, she's lost just as much. I mean, Jazz took her out.
Twice. Yeah, we talking about Jazz.
Lita took out a few. Her and Lita were the only two divas, and for, to my recollection, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, that headlining Raw, that actually closed the show on Raw.
Yeah. That when Lita won the championship, she almost broke her neck that day.
Yeah.
One of the highest rated ones ever.
And don't forget what AJ did when she put CM Punk and Daniel Bryan to the table.
That was a big ending. You can't even put that in the same category.
My thing is, it's like, to me, the way, true, you promoted AJ, that's fine, but the biggest waste was Caitlyn. That was the biggest waste. Because there's no telling what Caitlyn could have turned out to be. No telling.
Caitlyn had, like, Beth Phoenix power.
I mean, that's the biggest loss. You promoted AJ, fine, but, you know, just like Beth Phoenix got tired of jobbing to Kelly.
That's why Beth, one of the reasons why Beth left. She's like, I'm tired of this bullshit.
Yeah, Caitlyn got tired of doing that for AJ, so we'll see. Let me head on over to the chat room real quick and say hello to everybody. Got Cash Kyle in the chat room. Got Nobody in the chat room. Got Josh E in the chat room. Big Tone is here and myself. Nobody says Paige, also known as Brittany Knight, was bringing it long before she got a WWE. She needs to drop this whole Paige gimmick and just go back to being Brittany Knight. There you go. Go back to being Brittany Knight. Go back to Brittany Knight and go back to your Shimmer days, and there you go. That's the perfect Paige for you right there. My question for the room about her, by the way, because I had a question about her. Why is the anti-diva Paige on Total Divas?
Exactly. She's such an anti-diva, but she would love to be on that shit. That's another hill to clear right there.
Only reason why I think she's on there is because Naomi decided they had nothing to do for her because they were going through, I guess they were going to play it that her and Jimmy were going through some marital problems. Mm. But Tyson Kidd and Natalya are doing that, so ain't no point in doing that. And they have nothing else for her to do. So, like, fuck it.
How the heck? Cash Cow says, I'm just about to look so the divas off of me. There you go, Cash Cow. Divas off of you.
Cash McDo says,
go for it, dude.
If that's what you want in your wrestling, go for it.
And speaking of,
I watch wrestling like for me, wrestling.
Right.
Like me, personally, if Naomi is not wrestling, like right now, if it's not Naomi, I really don't give a shit about the Divas match. Once I hear Paige's stupid ass song or AJ's, I'm like, okay, this is the time for me to do something else.
Time to get the hell on.
If I don't hear Naomi's song, I don't care.
Time to get the hell on. Real quick, while we're talking about the Divas, I'm going to roll over to the Women's Indies for just a quick second. WSU Women's Superstar Unlimited, their 8th anniversary was today. I'm just going to skip down to my girl. A couple of girls, actually. Athena defeats Hannah in the first ever ladies' tables, letters, and chairs match. At the end of the match, I haven't seen it. Saw the results. I got to watch it tomorrow. I think it's like $20. Athena and Hannah, they shook hands after the match. Then Hanaya lays out Athena with a chair. That's just so disrespectful. We also got Tess Blanchard. We got a Tess Blanchard sighting. She defeated Sassy Steffi in that match. We got Tess Blanchard in WSU. That's good to see. Good to see for Tess. Happy to see her there. After she took that bad loss to Barbie Hayden, but she rebounded today, so that's good for her. Let's go on Monday night. Oh, real quick, let's finish up Fastlane. WWE Divas title match, Nikki Bella versus Paige. Anybody picking whoever?
I'm going to
piss break.
You did what?
That's piss break. Get back to all that piss break.
I'm going for Nikki.
You going for Nikki?
Of course.
Okay.
Never go for AJ or Paige, so don't ever expect me. You could tell me, oh, it's AJ Lee and Paige versus the worst diva ever. I don't know. What's her name? The redhead?
Cameron?
No.
Oh, you
redhead.
Mean, you mean Bloody Mary?
Eva Marie.
Eva Marie.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Will Crit, there's one thing about the WSU promo. And I've never mentioned it on the show before. This is the first time ever that two males have gone to a Wendy's, women's indie promotion and won their tag team championship. David Starr and JT Dunn a couple months ago went down to WSU and won the tag team titles. They lost them today to Kimberly, what was in the 206, there you go, and Annie Social. So they finally righted the ship. They finally got the ship righted, and now you got all women holding titles in all female promotion. How the hell do you
What kind of bullshit is that?
How do you do that? Two dudes. You go to
going to a women's promotion and winning their tag titles. So either one is one or two things. One, the promotion's a bunch of bullshit, or two, the two dudes just need something to get over with so they can get on the national scene.
Yeah, so wait, you said two guys won. Right. You said two guys won women's tag team title.
Yeah, they went down to Women's Superstar on Central. It was their 8th anniversary today.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Or WSU, and they went down there a couple months ago, won their tag team championships, carried them proudly too. They were all over YouTube, carrying them proudly. They lost them today to Kimberly, representing the 206. Yeah. And Andy
Sosa. Lucky I couldn't get a hold of their asses. That part, I talked trash. Ooh, talk dirty to the motherfuckers. Like, what the hell? Y'all can't go to NXT or something like that, or one of the other indie promotions that win their tag team titles. You had to go to a women's promotion. Pussies. Get out the business.
Ain't the first time this happened.
One or both of those guys are gay.
Thank you.
A few years back before, when Greg Excellent fought Mia Yim in a hardcore match, and Greg Excellent lost to Mia.
Oh yeah, I saw that match. That was
Eric Young. Don't forget Eric Young.
Mia Yim beat his ass. That was so funny. The girl was beating that man's ass. So everybody's going with Nikki Bella. Nobody going for Paige.
A pasty
ass. I still say she needs a glass of Sunny D. United States Heavyweight Championship. Rusev versus John Cena. Swax, I already know who you going with.
Rusev.
Anybody think Rusev still has a chance? I'm picking Rusev in this match. I just want to let y'all know that.
I hate to say it, but I have to agree with Swax on this one. I think Rusev is going to win.
Me? I want John Cena to win. I don't know if he's going to, but I want him to win. I don't want Rusev nowhere near, like, WrestleMania.
I can't put anybody over.
You can't put nobody over Steve Ray.
Nobody.
Here's my thing. I think it's going to be... a match where both guys look strong. I don't think anybody's going to submit. I don't think anybody's going to tap out. I think Rusev is going to debut a new finisher. And once he debuts that new finisher, he's going to put John Cena in that bad boy. I don't think John Cena's going to tap out, but I think he's going to pass out.
Hey, you're never going to see that. Hope you know that.
I think
that. Yeah, you'll never see him tap.
But here's my thing with Cena, and I brought it up last week. At some point, you got to smell your morality, dude. You have to smell your morality and realize it's time for you to get back to the business. This would be the.
But he has. He has.
I'm not saying he hasn't, but more times than not, he did it for Daniel Bryan.
I noticed, like, what's his name on Surfer? He gets a lot of flags for liking John Cena, isn't it? I used to hate John Cena, but when I used to hate him, that's when he started that whole Instagramers gimmick crap. I never liked him. He was defeating Kurt Angles and shit like that. I'm like, oh, hell no. And then, like, later on, I saw what he's doing to the business, the money he's bringing in. I'm like, yo, this guy is not a bad guy.
He's doing what
the corporation is telling him to do.
But if he...
Like, this is what you got to do, and that's how it is.
But if he... Take back a look at some of the people he didn't put over. Look at Sandow. Yeah. Look at Sandow. Look at the people
Sandow didn't deserve it.
And right now, Rusev and Lana have heat. They have heat. And
they got white heat right now.
White heat right now. I can't see John Cena.
Not enough heat.
I can't see John Cena They'll both look strong. I think they'll both look strong. And if he taps, I can get the tapping out part. I'm not saying he's gonna tap out. He'll never tap out. If he taps out, he'll disappoint every little kid in America. But if he passes out, if he does a Mick Foley pass out.
No, he does. He does a Stone Cold pass out when him and Bret Hart did
it. Yeah, Bret Hart.
Do the Bret Hart pass out.
Yeah, he do one of like those. Then he's still gonna look strong, and they'll let everybody roll that over.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
You see, Rusev got a lot of heat. The cheapest gimmick ever in wrestling was the anti-American. You hate America, you're gonna get hated by the people. Look at the Muhammad Hassan. Mm-hmm. They wanted to kill him.
That's a different time.
No, that's totally different. That's a different time.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you hate America, you're going to get heat. So I really don't think he's getting heat over because he's such a good heel, because he haven't done shit. It's just he hates America, so America hates him.
That's not necessarily true. I don't see it right now. Nikita. You got Nikita, number one, and you got Ivan Koloff, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Those two, they started out with white heat. Then everybody started cheering for him. So you can't say that.
Did this look what happened with Sergeant Slaughter and General Adnan?
That's a good one.
No, Slack. Hold up. I'll give you props on that one.
Yeah.
But at the time of that, when that went down, and Sergeant Slaughter would tell you, he really didn't want to do that, especially at that particular time.
Was that war
because
then?
He got death threats for that shit.
Yeah, it was at war then, too. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, it was at war at that point, too.
Yeah, that's why he didn't want to do it. What did Vince McMahon do? They got somebody that got more heat than anybody in a few years of that era with Sergeant Slaughter and General Adnan, and they pushed him to the top, and they made him the WWF champion. Now, if they do that with somebody like Sergeant Slaughter and General Adnan, they could easily do it these days with Rusev and Lana, push them straight to the top, and let them become the world champion.
Rusev.
It will never happen.
Oh, man. Rusev. I hope it never happens, though.
I think the only way you'll see Rusev be champion, John Cena ain't put nobody over. Randy Orton ain't coming back. And I'm going to get a Randy Orton in a minute. I got to get on WWE for this. There's some news about Randy Orton I got to get out there. You've totally given up on Roman Reigns. Brock Lesnar gone. And Daniel Bryan is your world champion.
That's the only way.
That's the only way that I can see Rusev being world champ.
I'm sorry. The most I've seen is IC champion, and that's it. Unless they're desperate for a heel. Like they're doing with Bray Wyatt, shoving, he's another one.
Mm.
I really don't see Rusev go anywhere.
Like I say, he is white hot heat right now, and if he keeps that, the sky's the limit for Rusev.
He got the cheapest gimmick ever.
And plus, Rusev don't cheat to win either.
He will if you have to against Cena.
He might. Lana might be.
That piece of ass will do it for you.
Yeah. If he has an opportunity to beat Cena, I don't think he won't cheat. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what a straight up win for Rusev against Cena means?
He automatically goes to the world title picture.
Yep. That holds weight. That holds weight, man. That holds weight. And if Daniel Bryan loses against Roman Reigns, you can make an argument. If he beats Cena, you can have him take Daniel Bryan's place. If he beats Cena, straight up. If. So we'll see. When it gets WWE title shot at WrestleMania, Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan. I'm going to do this last because I'm so pissed off. Who you guys got in this match?
Reigns. Roman Reigns, hands down.
Pretty much, that's basically whatever. That's because there's no way in hell they're gonna make him go over on Roman now.
Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah,
I think. I something tells me. I don't know. There's gonna be a way. Nobody's winning.
Nobody's winning. We gonna get a double knockout.
You're going to get some dumb shit. You're going to see some dumb shit. Like, let's say they keep brawling, and then they call for a bell or some crap. But I get the feeling nobody's winning.
I can see that. I can see that. Well, yeah, they can put that swerve in there.
They surely can. They can.
Well, I read reports that it's going to be another triple threat at
WrestleMania. I hope not. They
better not do that.
That's some bullshit. They better not.
Thank you.
And I heard that this match between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan's going to end up in a no contest.
See, that's some bullshit.
Going to have to settle it out WrestleMania.
They don't need. We don't need another triple threat. We don't need it.
Like, if we get a triple threat
heads with those two wrestlers.
Now, last year they did it. It worked perfectly last year for the triple threat for the World Cup. That was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not. No, with Brock as dominant as he is, no.
That's why, you paid Brock all the money he wants and have him win at WrestleMania.
Well, you know there's rules now. You know there's rules now that it's not a foregone conclusion of Brock's leaving.
Exactly. Yeah. So I will have him win. If they want to have this triple threat, whatever, so have Brock Lesnar go over them.
So let me read your mind for a minute, Randy. You'll have Brock beat Roman Reigns at Mania. And then next pay-per-view... You have to beat both of them at Mania. Yeah. And then Extreme Rules, which is the next pay-per-view after Daniel Bryan?
Honestly, if it would have been for me, I would have kept this guy. The way he beat The Undertaker and everything, he got the biggest... Like, right now he has... Him with the title don't mean shit. Him beating Undertaker is the biggest thing ever. I would have him hold that title for the longest time ever.
Now, see, you can't do that. And the reason why you can't do that is because of this reason.
You ain't got the roster for it.
And Sheamus is about to come back. So he's got to be somebody you got to take consideration because he's a former world champion.
I think Sheamus is going to get stuck with Ziggler.
I would love to see, I mentioned it on a rant the other night. I'd love to see Lesnar versus Sheamus because both those guys, all they want to do is fight anyway.
Oh, I would love to see that too. That would be good.
So that's what I'm saying. You keep the title on Brock. You keep the title on Brock Lesnar. You know the list of people. Have him go through Randy Orton. Have him go through Sheamus. Have him go through Seth Rollins. Have him go through people.
That's not gonna happen. I'm gonna tell you that.
So that's what I'm saying. I would love to see that though.
If he goes
against, we all would, but it's not gonna happen.
If Brock goes against Seth, guess what? That belt change your hands, buddy. Exchange your hands right then and there. If they get in a singles match together, that belt change right. Right then and there.
Nah, I don't think so, honestly.
Another thing
is going to happen?
What?
If Roman Reigns is let's say he's the champion,
mm-hmm.
and Seth Rollins catches on him, mm-hmm. catches it on him,
mm-hmm.
he's losing. Reigns not going to put him over.
You know what I'm thinking? Not. I'm thinking that Seth Rollins is going to hold on to this briefcase. And he's not going to be able to cash it in, and he's going to lose out on his title shot.
No, he won't.
And that's the way it's going to be.
He's going to cash it on Roman Reigns, and he's going
to
lose.
He's going to have to cash it, Swags. He's going to have to cash it.
He's going
to
have to.
Here to cash it in from his.
They'll make him cash it. They'll make him cash it. When it's time for him to cash it, if he hadn't done it by that point, the authority will make him cash it.
Yep.
Let's put it like this. He can go ahead and let that time run out.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't honor it.
Right.
Or he goes to the next Money in the Bank and wants it back to back years like CM Punk did.
Yeah.
Another waste.
But Rollins is capable of it. Wouldn't nobody complain if he did it?
No. Nobody would complain if he did it. No.
All right, let's roll. Everybody's picking Roman Reigns. Is anybody picking Daniel Bryan?
Like I said, I think it's a no contest.
No contest.
I want Daniel Bryan. I don't want Roman Reigns. Fuck Reigns. Fuck Goldberg. Fuck them both. Let's head on to the...
Don't get me started.
When did Goldberg enter the conversation?
Exactly.
Surfer's not here tonight. I had a couple of pieces of news for Surfer. He's not here yet, so hopefully we'll see him. Tamina, is expected to be back soon from injury. She's been away since June 2014 after having knee surgery. So hopefully she'll be back soon. I put a smile on Surfer's face. So there you go. Any thoughts on Raw?
Two words. Bullshit.
Raw needs to be 2 hours long again. 3 hours. It's just wasting up too much time. And, you know, you can book good matches for 3 hours, and they get 3 hours, and they don't do shit with it.
Let me piggyback from that. You get 3 hours, and what we get is crap. What they could do, let's say you have the first hour with pure wrestling, and then you take the 2 other hours to do your bullshit, your people's going to like that.
You get 3 hours Raw, and it's bullshit. Yet you get 1 hour of NXT, and you get the wrestling on television.
That's what I'm saying. You give the fans 1 hour of just pure wrestling, and then you go into your Raw, you know, your soap opera, and yeah, people will be okay with that. But no, we get 3 hours of crap.
Yep.
Now here's my thing. I can't see that foot shakers.
Don't do it.
How do you have a 3 hour Raw, but yet you Divas get a 3 minute match?
That's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous.
Even though knocked up pale ass Paige knows that, she commented on that earlier saying it's kind of hard to tell a story in 3 minutes.
Pretty much.
Knocked up head ass.
That's why I think the people in NXT have it better than the people in Raw.
Is it a dip? If somebody explained this to me, I wish Chris Nixon was here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't NXT a different writing staff?
Yeah.
Different creative?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Triple H is in charge of them.
Right. Okay.
They have less people writing over there, right? Mm. So let's say if they were like, oh, this is what's going to happen. Less people, they like, it's easier to solve what's going to happen. But no, you got, let's say, 30 writers for Raw. So I'm guessing you got, like, one idea. You got 30 different ideas, and nobody know what to do. So can you explain that to me?
How about Triple H goes to the board of directors, say, check out my NXT product and see how awesome it is, and check out your Raw and SmackDown products and how it totally sucks. And in order to make my product better, like Raw and SmackDown, since I'm the so-called COO, I want Vince McMahon out of power.
But see, you can't do that.
We're not going to get nothing different until Vince don't die. Right. But if Vince died, then maybe we might see a difference.
Right. Fellas, let me explain something to you right here, right now. That the only thing, only way you guys gonna get, we going to get rid of Vince McMahon is the day he dies.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's going to have his hands in it all the time.
Yep, that's it. That's one. Two, when it comes to anything that has to do with Raw and SmackDown, anybody want to do any changes, they got to go through Stephanie.
Yep.
And you know damn well, that ain't going to happen about that shit.
For God's sakes, the guy survived a limo explosion.
Nobody in the chat says, Willie D, you need to start covering Lucha Underground on the rail. Our brother was there, and he was letting the E off.
Oh, yeah. He called him a racist and everything.
His situation might be that. I know of it, but I don't know enough to why I can definitely say the company's racist. I just think for certain, particularly African Americans, I don't think they're racist to a point. I just think they don't know what to do with us. I don't think they know how to book us. I don't think they know how to be creative enough for us.
Especially that bullshit they did with the New Day on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't think WWE's racist. I used to think that way. By the lack of champions that you can put a count on your fingers for African Americans.
There's just not enough Booker T's and Junkyard Dog.
Well, even Junkyard Dog got that.
Junkyard Dog was never a champion.
Junkyard Dog got that.
You can say whatever you want. I heard Vince say the N word. That's it.
Well, that was just made in jest.
He used the N word, so I take it as Oh, man.
But the thing about it is, I don't think they know how to write for us. I don't think they know how to be creative enough for us. Not so much that they don't take us seriously. They just don't know what to do. They just don't have a clue. Perfect example is Big E. His Intercontinental Championship reign was what?
A month and a half.
A month and a half. And you can hear a pin drop, but they're not a month and a half. And there's nobody more squeaky clean for us in the WWE than Big E. So I just don't think they know what to do with us now. Kofi the same to a point. I'm with Pastor Sydal.
It's hair dirty.
I'm with Pastor Sydal. I think Randy Orton killed that. And I grew up Pastor Sydal when he showed that video sometime, I think, a year ago? He showed that video. And I think that messed Kofi up, because you never saw or heard Kofi getting any type of a push ever since that point. So, never ever. That match he had with Orton when he was trying to sell the top rope drop.
That was the last time we saw him.
Mm-hmm. At least getting any type of a push. That was the last time we saw him. I don't think that would be a racist organization or whatnot. I just think they don't know what to do. They don't have a clue.
You know, Negroes is difficult. he ain't like white folks.
And someone said
and Samoans.
Yeah. And someone said Junkyard Dog. Look, WWF got Junkyard Dog way too late. Way too late. If you go back and look at his Mid-South stuff, oh my God. Oh my God. But
Mid-South and in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Junkyard Dog was
the man.
Yeah. He was the man. WWE got him way too late. You can make a point, too. They got Coco too late. If you go back and look at Coco Beware stuff, the man was carrying 3-4 championships at a time in the CWA.
Underrated, the WWE Hall of Famer.
But they got him late. And the Honky Tonk Man.
Quickly.
And then Honky Tonk Man never wanted to put him up for the IC belt, which pissed me off, because it was Honky Tonk Man that inducted him.
No, he didn't.
I thought Honky Tonk Man inducted Coco Beware.
No. He didn't put Coco in.
Who put Coco in?
If I'm not mistaken,
I can't even remember the ceremony.
I can't. I know, huh?
I thought it was Honky Tonk Man.
What are you talking?
I ain't gonna look that up. I'll look it up and see.
I think it was Jimmy Hart. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll look it up and see. But he never put. He put him. He Honky Tonk Man put him over in every 9 IC title match they had, or when he wasn't champion. He put him over. But if that belt was on the line, you best believe he ain't put him over. Best believe he'll put him over. Yes.
Every black wrestler now, what does Vince have them doing? Dancing and looking like fools.
Well, again, that comes from not knowing how to book. That comes from not being.
That's what I'm saying. So why is that? All your black wrestlers, they need to dance. Why?
They don't know how
to book. Why can't they have a real gimmick?
They don't know how to book.
They could have all these gimmicks for all these white people coming up.
And they don't know how to book. They don't know how to book. I mean, you had Scotty Tuhati doing the same thing.
Yep. So that shit was a joke.
I mean.
But he got over with it, though.
Right, he got over with it. Coco got over with his. JYD got over with
his stuff.
Yeah. JYD got over with his stuff. I mean,
that came JYD came like that when he came from Mid-South.
Yeah, that was him. That was all him. I just think they don't know how to book. That's my thing. They book Booker right, but Booker pretty much will have some say in creative.
That's the thing. Booker was Booker before he came to the WWE.
They booked Mark Henry right, but again, Mark Henry's been there so long, he's going to have some say over creative. Alicia Fox has been there for a minute, and she's gonna have some say over creative too. And I don't care what anybody says, and I will say it one more time. When Alicia Fox was Divas Champion, she never botched She never botched.
No, she didn't.
And when she dropped
Alicia Fox can go, man. She's good.
And when she dropped that
title. But like you said, we get shoved up with the same people over and over. And they don't get chances.
And when she dropped that title, she went right back to botching. But when she was the Divas champion, you couldn't touch her. Like I said, I just think it's creative. I just think it's booking. I just don't think they know how to book. Because it's two totally different scenarios. You wouldn't book Miz the way you do for Kofi. And you wouldn't book Kofi's role for Miz. So it's just a way of booking and creative. That's how I think it is, in my opinion. Now, does it help that we don't have enough of us there on the main roster? That's a question for another day. But the talent that they got, they don't know how to book
what to do with it.
Right, they don't know what to do with it.
I think the whole New Day needs to go to NWACP and protest that the company is not fair with, you know,
their 14 and a half minutes are up. They just need to quit.
Look, what needs to happen, they need to get Darren Young and create the New Gay. And watch how that shit is over.
Did you say the New Gay?
Yeah. They have Darren Young join the team, and he starts doing some real suspect shit. Yeah, and call it New Gay.
WWE.
You got a new stable that gets sober.
WWE.
I didn't say what you said, but no, that's not gonna happen because they'll fuck up the brand.
Yeah.
New Gay.
WWE's not gonna touch that right now. But I see what you're saying. All right. Anybody got any SmackDown thoughts that they saw from SmackDown? Anybody?
Now that ending made those three look like a bunch of bitches. How in the fuck could you let, especially Ryback, let he get curb stomped in the middle of the fucking floor? Now the match between I can't front the match between Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins, that was 5-star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll say 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
I give him 4.5. That match was good, but the ending was bullshit.
Oh my God, Cash Cow just said the new game with Darren Young managed by Pat Patterson.
Exactly. Oh. Boom. You see?
We walked right in.
That's how I understand.
We walked right into that one. Oh my God.
Yeah, we did.
And then they can have the NWO logo, but GAY. Boom. Boom. See, that
would be some fucked up shit.
That would be. That would be. Oh, man. All right,
extremely fucked up.
And last but not least, if there's no more SmackDown thoughts before we go on to news and topics, any thoughts on Impact?
I didn't see that.
Not that anybody watched it, but any Impact?
There's a Kenny King fighting.
Yes. And I just realized last night I had Destination America. I didn't even know I had it. I had no clue I had it.
You really weren't looking for it. You just ran up on it.
I had no clue. I can watch Impact this whole time. I didn't know. Because I've been catching off the YouTube channel. I had no idea I had Destination America. So now I know. So.
Oh, did you hear what's going on with TNA and Destination America?
No, I did not hear. What's up, Swag?
Yeah, well, Destination America is owned by the Discovery Channel. And the Discovery Channel is having discrepancies with a cable network.
Really?
Because the cable network is Comcast, and they're getting ready to buy Time Warner Cable.
Mm. Oh, shit.
And the channel's like having discrepancies over that kind of acquisition, and they're threatening to leave the Comcast cable network in June or July if they purchase the Time Warner Cable.
Keep it tone, that don't sound good. That don't sound good.
No,
it
really don't.
And if that happens, everybody that has Comcast cable is not going to have the Discovery Channel or their other networks, including Destination America.
Oh, no.
I know what you're saying. No, they've been saying that shit for the last 6 months. But there's about five other channels who've been doing the same shit, and at the last minute they fork over the money and they and everything's good to go. So that's bullshit.
Well, that's why I've been hearing that either June or July, Destination America and the Discovery Channel networks are going to be leaving Comcast, and if that happens, you ain't going to have no ratings for TNA.
Hey, Swax, do me a favor. Do me a favor, Swax. Send me that, Swax.
What?
That's what you just broke.
Okay. Let me
research that and send it to me. I want to do some checking of that. That don't sound good. And I just found out I got the damn thing. Now they gonna take it from me? What the hell?
Yeah, they can't catch a break.
I just found out I had Destination America. Now I don't have it.
Now, okay. So speaking of TNA, let me put this out there right now. I have a feeling, and I don't mean you talked about this a couple of days ago, Will. Uh-huh. I have a feeling we will see Big Joe either in New Japan or ROH within the next 30 days.
I'm thinking RH, and there's no compete clause in TNA contracts. He can be there anytime.
The thing about Samoa Joe, supposedly Triple H wants to
I can't see Joe in WWE.
Triple H actually wants to get a look at him, but
I can't see Joe
like
in
I
WWE.
Said, Vince McMahon doesn't.
I can't see Joe in WWE. First Joe's age, he's 35. And
he's going back overseas.
Yeah. In fact, he can make more money
that
overseas.
WWE's cutoff limit.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do the same thing AJ did.
I mean, I can't see it. Unless you're already alumni, I can't see it.
No.
He'll go overseas, make more money, or go back to ROH to get over quicker. And there's a few guys I'd love to see. Samoa Joe went to WWE, but I don't think I don't think he's going there. I'd love to see him against Bray. I'd love to see him against Orton, and of course renew his little war he had with Daniel Bryan at RH. So I'd love to see those three matches, but I don't think he's going. So it'd be interesting thought though. And me and you also talked about this earlier, Big Tone. ROH rumors not true. Spike TV said it has no idea where that rumor is coming from, that they were negotiating with ROH. So,
there is no clear. Not going to let that happen.
No truth to that rumor. I'm gonna veer off of wrestling for a second. Go to the world of professional boxing. We finally have Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Finally.
That's going to draw more attention and get more ratings than any WrestleMania. Those two alone, it's incredible. That's going to be the best thing in the last 5 or 10 years.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, and Big Tone, I told you this. I think Mayweather's going to win that fight, but he better not be sleeping. He better not be sleeping.
This is me. This is just me, but that should have just been like money. I think this match... I see Mayweather winning, and it's because it's already said that he's going to win.
If Mayweather...
No, I see Pacquiao going to sleep because Floyd going to knock him the fuck out.
I'm sorry to discipline y'all, but I give it to Pac-Man.
Pac-Man can do it, though. That's the thing. He can do it. Mayweather's a defensive fighter. He's a defensive fighter. And sometimes he gets a little lax. Look at Mayweather's last two fights. They want the best in the world by far against lesser competition.
Seriously, Manny Pacquiao, he got the fire.
Mm-hmm.
He got the real fire.
Manny can do it.
And if he's allowed to, he'll knock down Mayweather's defenses.
But they both have time. I think they already chose the winner.
So
they said both boxers are going to make like $10 million on this fight.
It's 60-40 Mayweather. 60-40.
Pacquiao's going to take the loss, and Mayweather's going to give him some good money on the side.
I just think if Mayweather sleeps, if he has a low, he getting put down.
And expect a trilogy out of this shit.
I mean, you just, okay. So you can see what? Pacquiao winning the first one?
Mayweather? No, I see Mayweather winning all of them. No, from what I just read not too long ago, there's going to be no rematch. If he fights him and he loses, there's no rematch. No, Mayweather is not going to come out so he can lose his undefeated streak. That's him, man. He's not, yo, I already think the winner is already chosen, which is Mayweather. And then Pacquiao is going to get his money in the side. Because if he loses, he's got nothing to lose. He's already lost. That's how I see
it. Let's put it like this. He's a congressman and stuff, and he got his life together. But I would be very upset that I've been put on the side.
Right.
Manny Pacquiao has been put on the side for a couple of years now. This could have been over years ago.
Yeah, and it kind of put Mayweather in a bad spot too, because you know you're a champion, and if you went through your career and never took this fight, never.
Yeah, that would have been a real bad target. He would have went to the Hall of Fame, but there would have been an asterisk by all those wins.
So you had to take this fight. That's why Bob Arum didn't want it, because he knows that Pacquiao can beat him.
Yeah.
That's why Bob Arum didn't want this fight, because he was telling him the whole time through, hey, don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it. And he finally took it. So I just think that's great that we see it. I don't know why it's a 60-40 purse versus a 50-50, but whatever.
But the thing is, no, because Bunny Mayweather promoting everything. He's doing the promotion.
Exactly.
He's doing everything. Okay.
This is all Mayweather's, man.
Okay.
I got a question. Which cable station is going to get the fight?
I don't think no cable station will. I think this will be strictly our pay-per-view, or pay-per-view rather.
Straight is pay-per-view. That's guaranteed.
60 bucks.
Man, this morning, I was watching SportsCenter this morning. They said everything for that whole weekend, Las Vegas is sold out. They sold out in 15 minutes.
Yeah, like that.
I'm talking about the week later.
Look, Mayweather is going to bank in so much money.
You mean that week later after the fight? Probably Showtime, because, you know, he still got that contract with Showtime. Mayweather still got that contract with Showtime.
Yes. I thought Manny Pacquiao had Showtime and Mayweather had HBO.
Flip it around.
Every boxing federation participates with a certain network.
And don't forget, even after this, Mayweather still has like two more fights he has to do for Showtime before he can call it quits.
Yep.
So,
I'm telling you, if he gets in that trilogy, he's going to win all of them.
I don't think it'll be a trilogy. I think when they said, like they said with Rock and John Cena, once in a lifetime, this is going to be true. Once in a lifetime.
Yeah. This ain't going to happen.
This shit's going to be Twilight all over again, man.
Let's put it like this. If he fights and beats, well, let me rephrase. I just said that and said that. When he beats Pacquiao, his next foe is going to be Canelo Alvarez, beat his head in, and probably go and fight
Pacquiao one more time.
Miguel Cotto. Yeah. So now he'll probably fight Cotto again just for shits and giggles and call it a day.
Right.
Just call it a day.
Just be done with
it. He goes up and wins the middleweight title and runs that show. He's done. What else he can do? Unless he goes to heavyweight, he's not going to go to heavyweight because they kill him.
Yeah.
And you ain't winning. Ain't nobody right now. I don't think anybody can beat Klitschko right now.
Not now. Not right now.
Isn't it embarrassing that there's three boxing federations out there and not one person in America knows who the world heavyweight champion is?
That's boxing fault. That's boxing fault.
That was because the heavyweights was the 90s. Now this is just, you know,
The smaller guys are taking more of the stage, Wax.
Yeah, like nowadays and shit. But if you remember, the 80s and 90s was all heavyweights.
Ooh, and don't admit, man, Tyson made me mad that second Evander Holyfield fight. He was about to beat Holyfield. Then he's going to bite the man in off and lose. Come on, man. Come on. Win the match. Then bite his head off. Win the match. You had it. And the reason why I brought up the fight, Darren Young says he is not supporting Floyd Mayweather whatsoever because Mayweather does not support homosexuality. I thought that...
Okay. And? And?
Oh, in the WBC, the current world heavyweight champion is
Vladimir Klitschko.
Dante Wilder.
Oh yeah, that's right. That clown, because yeah, that's right. Because when Vitaly retired, Vitaly is the world heavyweight, the WBC world heavyweight champion Emirates, because he retired, but he never lost.
Mm.
But yeah, Dante's got it for right now. He's basically an interim champion until either Vladimir busts this dude's ass, which is going to happen, or Vitaly decides to come back.
So he's a champ.
So he's 33 wins, no defeats, with 32 knockouts.
So he's a
champ. And he's going up against Vladimir Klitschko, that's had that belt for the last 9 years, and ain't nobody even came close to beat me.
So he's a transitional champion, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
What do you think?
This guy has like a Mike Tyson record.
Yeah. Why do you think? Why do you guys think Rhino was at NXT?
Oh, Rhino? They said it themselves. Like, everybody that comes in needs to go through developmental. They said it.
But he doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go on the main roster.
And you think about it. If he goes through the main roster, they probably won't have him. They won't have shit for him to do anyway. They probably got Rhinos. You know. They probably have Rhino, there so he could teach the younger kids, a couple of stuff.
That's exactly why he's there. That he said, he told them, I'll go down to NXT. I'm not going on the main roster because for what? You've got Rusev up there. You've got Ryback. What the fuck they need him for? So he'll stay down there, him teach doing, kids and call it the fucking day.
Exactly. And him doing the gore, they're going to have fucking Roman Reigns catch him with the spear. And let everybody know that Roman Reigns' spear is the strongest shit in the world.
Which is bullshit, but...
Yeah, of course it is, but yeah. The WWE... Yeah, how serious WWE is? They had Dean Ambrose hugged down so he doesn't look taller than Roman Reigns.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't hear that.
Believe it or not, yeah, I read that shit. Supposedly, Dean Ambrose is 6'4". So they have him, tucked down, so he doesn't look taller than Roman Reigns.
He must be hucking down on tomorrow.
A lot, because when they were standing in the ring side by side, Roman Reigns is taller than Dean Ambrose.
And then they had a picture of them together, standing straight, and Dean Ambrose is a bit bigger than him.
And don't forget, Wade Barrett's a legit 6'7". So, he's going to be doing a lot huckering down on Sunday.
So, yeah,
as well.
When they were in the Shield, they told him, you need to, bring it down a little bit. That's some shit right there. I was like, what the fuck, man?
All right, let's move on to the next topic. Told you earlier, we'll be going to the NXT Divas. Charlotte acknowledges Pasty Page's crucial remarks by saying she is a bigger threat than Sasha Banks on the main roster. Paige that came up saying that she thinks Sasha Banks was the better choice to be on the main roster rather than Charlotte. Paige said Charlotte needs some more work, some more time, which I don't agree with. But
I think Paige is scared that someone else is going to take her the spot.
What?
Nah.
Paige is telling people to bring. Paige is telling them to bring her up. Bring them up.
Yeah, she just says that Charlotte needs a little bit more time down there, a little more work. I don't think she does, but that's
I personally think Charlotte's way better than Paige.
Whoa!
Hold up, man. Watch yourself now. I understand what you're trying to say, but no, Paige, no. Charlotte does need a little more work. She needs to go outside. I say besides NXT, let her go to one of the other ladies, let her go to Shimmer and cut her teeth down there for a little while, then bring her up. Because right now, if she goes up there, Paige will wipe the floor with her. Paige will wipe the floor with her. The Bella Twins will probably wipe the floor with her. She's not ready yet.
Just because she's the greatest daughter, that don't mean she's got what Rich do. No, she's no. She needs to stay like you said.
That's another thing you got to think about. With Charlotte getting to the main roster, you know the push she's gonna get just because she's the Ric Flair's daughter. You got Triple H, which is like his best friend, and you know they respect him to his they respect him like crazy. So that's what I think. I think everybody's threatened.
Well, no, then okay. If she's got so many favors, then why when Natty came up, they didn't do the same thing for her?
They sure didn't.
The what?
Natty had to fight what? That.
Yeah, she had to see that was a hindrance for Natty because she's Brett's niece right. and Davey Boy's niece. She had to fight that. Even though it's going to be worse for her if Charlotte comes up.
We talking about Ric Flair.
Don't make it
down. We're talking about Ric Flair, not
I understand that. We're talking about the greatest world champion ever. I understand that. But for her, it's going to be 10 times harder because she's got to live up to her father's name.
Right.
That's the only the difference between her and Natty. Natty didn't give a shit. She loved her uncle, yeah, but her daddy is the one that is really her main focus. Other than that, she don't give a shit. She fought for everything she got when she first came up.
Yeah.
And they brought her out of nowhere, too. So she was in there with Beth Phoenix, and Beth Phoenix whooped her ass a couple of times and showed her how to do it. And she got taught by some of the best ones.
I think Charlotte would be okay on the main roster, but you didn't see that example they gave because they only gave her like 2 minutes in the ring. So if you truly bring her up, let's see what she can do. If you want to keep it at NXT a little bit longer, that's cool with me. Keep it down another 6 months. We'll eventually bring her up and let's see what she can do. Because my God, those divas need a damn facelift big time.
True.
Big time.
I think they should bring Tess Blanchard in, and I still think they should redo the Horseman in a female style.
Love Tess Blanchard.
Maybe they can make female for Horseman.
I love Tess Blanchard. My only issue, and I guess you really can't call it an issue because you're dealing with a female. Tess Blanchard's on the small side.
Just like her daddy was.
Man. She's really.
But the thing is, when Tully was in there, Tully whooped some ass.
He did. He did.
Tully Blanchard whooped ass.
I'm just
to be as small as he was.
I'm just thinking of the match she had with Barbie Hayden and how much bigger Barbie Hayden was.
Yeah, you're telling me about that. How small she was towards Barbie, and the way she looked, it was like, oh damn.
Yeah, it was like mini me going against somebody. So,
oh shit.
We'll see. Where's my doggone? Oh, here we go.
Do you think that Charlotte and Tess Blanchard should like get a couple other people and form like a female version of the Four Horsemen?
I mentioned that to Nixon.
And but Nixon who said, would be the other two?
And Nixon said it wouldn't work. But the only way that you could really do it, you could have Paige, you could have Charlotte.
No.
If you're looking for history, you can have Paige, you can have Charlotte, you can have Tess Blanchard to start you off. There's really nobody else, a fourth member, at least not right now, that you could put there. But
Von Erich, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I forget I even said that. No.
Forget that. She wasn't very good.
But you know the thing about that? The Divas don't get time anyway, so it's like, it's gonna be a waste.
I think you can give them time.
I was telling
WWE a couple weeks ago, if you cut some of those backstage promos out, but sometimes they can be good, sometimes they can be flat. If you cut an interview here and there, you can give the Divas a lot more time to tell the story. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there.
I'm sitting back thinking about this Four Horsemen thing, and I don't see four women getting along.
No, I don't either.
Bitch, you use my makeup? Nah, it wasn't me.
And then that's it.
It's over.
I'll have a 3 weeks period.
It just blows up on you.
I mean, yeah. I don't see the cycles. I don't see all four cycles matching.
No, that's gonna be a hot mess.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, if they could have evolution. How four guys got along like that, they could have four females get along too.
Yeah, I remember PMS, right?
Yeah.
But that was at a time where, you know, that was another time. Like, now you can't see, I don't know, they won't get time like this nowadays.
That was acid titties like Magic City, different time, different place.
That's what I'm saying. The closest you're going to get to a group is the Bellas. That's about it.
Next topic. Vince McMahon says his favorite WrestleMania moment is Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant. He says that when he dies, the company will change for the better. And his favorite WWE superstar is The Undertaker. Well, duh.
Yeah, right.
He says the company will be changed for the better because Triple H and Stephanie have more than him. Plus, they have some amazing people, amazing executives that will take more duties of running the company.
Yo, y'all saw him on the Muscle magazine?
I think that's bullshit.
Y'all see him on the Muscle magazine?
Yeah.
This guy is dying no time soon.
He was taking bumps at 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That motherfucker ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
Mm-mm.
This motherfucker ain't leaving this world anytime soon. That guy's a beast.
Yeah, because Vince being in the gym just as much as they do.
Yeah.
Even more.
Mm-hmm. And do you think he's like on steroids?
No.
I don't think so now. I think he was before.
No, yeah, before, I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah.
Now he probably takes care of himself a lot more.
Yeah. When he had neck surgery, yeah. Mm-hmm. When he had the neck surgery, yeah. But now, no. No, he's just, that's just.
Probably him and Hulk Hogan should share the same needle. Let me tell you something, bro. Right here.
Randy Orton is removed from all upcoming TV tapings on WWE.com. He is also not advertised for the post-Mania overseas tour.
You know why, right?
He is, however, scheduled for live events. So basically, they're pulling the man off TV. Why do y'all think they're pulling
him
off TV?
But do you know why?
Yeah.
You know why, right?
Yeah.
No, why?
Go ahead.
Why?
It's fucking hilarious.
I'm going to let you do it, Randy. Go ahead, Randy. That sounds better coming from you.
Well, I don't know if we're talking about the same one. He said in the interview that he's fat. That he got a little belly. No, yeah, he said in the interview that he got a little belly and he doesn't want that shit to be shown on Raw. So he said that he's going to come back when he's more in shape.
That's why I didn't say anything. I'll let him do it.
I was Exactly.
That's some bullshit.
He probably can't jump for the RKO, maybe. I don't know.
RKO, out of nowhere.
I got a little belly. I can't work.
Exactly.
Get your ass off the damn bed.
Yo, when I read that shit, I'm like, wow, this guy is like so,
Tony C,
like,
what's
Metro
up, my brother?
Is ridiculous.
What's up, my brother? Tony C, what's up, man?
What's up? Where the hell search for that?
Amen. Told you. Told you.
He getting John Cena ready for tomorrow.
Man.
He and John Cena in the locker room getting ready for tomorrow. That's what it is.
Hey, Will. Hmm? You're welcome.
I just came on to say, check this out. That John Cena is being called Purgatory. He's going to stay there as long as Brock Lesnar is in this company. Just like he was 10 years ago. Because the simple fact that John, if it wasn't for Brock Lesnar leaving to go to UFC, it wouldn't be no John Cena. Damn it. And this proves it. And the worst thing for John Cena is for Brock Lesnar to stay there. Period.
the end.
He'll never get back. He'll never get Flair record. Unless Brock say, I sign off on it. Brock is the new Undertaker. He got to sign off on it. Pretty much. Now, if you don't believe me, just watch.
Tony C, man, let me ask you. Let me ask you, Tony C, while we have you here, sir. February ain't going the way you planned, man.
Hey, it wasn't until I saw that report that Brock Lesnar may re-sign.
We came up for a new gimmick for the black guys.
Yeah. Hey, man. Oh, I heard you going to come up with the new gay?
The new gay. The new gay.
Oh, that's wrong on so many levels.
The Gay Achievement Awards, man. Double
new
X.
Gay. New gay.
The gay Achievement Awards, man. Double X. Keep me
no,
off this damn
no,
network.
No,
Double X.
Keep
no,
me
no,
off
no,
this.
Go there with that one.
Double X. Keep me off this network so fast. Hey, Double X, I want you to get a no.
No. You don't want to touch that with a 20-foot pole.
No, we ain't touching that one.
No. But fast lane, I mean, tomorrow, whatever, they do the New Day and Titus, and I mean, I don't know what the hell. WWE don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, they don't. Like I said earlier, they book for the here and now. They don't book for 6 months, 4 or 5, 6 months down the line.
They printed God Brock sign back. Mm-hmm. If you don't, it's same old, going back to the same old. Sorry, Swax. I just want to apologize for tomorrow once again.
Oh, that hey. Was Rusev's going to beat Cena?
No, why would I apologize for that? Apologize. You seen what happened on Monday. You really think Rusev going over?
Uh-huh.
Well, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Right here on the coast.
Hey, if Goldberg could beat Hulk Hogan in WCW when he was undefeated,
no, you didn't go there. No, you didn't go there. Ooh, that's blasphemy.
Well, you know,
that's blasphemy, Swax.
Swax, do you not understand that wrestling is scripted? Like, this is what I don't understand, man.
Not only that, Hogan did what was best for business.
Exactly.
Cena ain't gonna do that.
Hogan was like the big and bad guy up in there, and John Cena is now the big and bad guy up in the WWE. And what did Goldberg do to Hulk Hogan? And what is Rusev going to do to John Cena?
Wait.
You know the difference? Nobody gives a shit about Rusev. They at least give a crap about that dumbass Goldberg.
I still think.
Well, not necessarily, Randy. If he beat Cena, they would care about him. If Cena put him over, they would.
If Cena put him straight over, that would push Rusev up to the moon.
Exactly.
Up to the moon.
He's in the title hunt. If he
Cena is not going to lose. Listen, Cena's not going to lose on fast lane.
You saw, man, I don't know. Because, like I said,
you might have him lose on a WrestleMania or on a SummerSlam. He's not going to lose on a fast lane.
Why would you say that? You said he can lose a Mania, but he can't lose on fast lane? Is that what you said?
That's the closest thing you could get to having him lose his shit or SummerSlam. A fast lane or throwaway pay per view? I don't think so.
If it was me, I'd rather lose on a throwaway than one of the big ones.
Exactly.
Nah, man. That is bigger.
Ain't nobody going
to win. You already lost to The Miz.
Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody going to remember Fastlane.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. If you're going to have John Cena lose, you're going to. No, that's dumb. I think that's dumb.
I'd rather put somebody over at Mania. That's the time you want to put somebody over it, man.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this, and I'll take an answer for everybody. John Cena win. Does that elevate that U.S. championship?
Yeah.
Again.
Take it. like we ain't seen it before.
Yeah, what did you want to come out with the spinner US title? Or...
Yep.
It was the first. It was the first title. On,
is it WrestleMania 20 again?
Yep.
Pretty much.
It was the first.
But if you think it, if a lot of the greats did that shit, because look, Triple H, if you remember, he won the World Heavyweight, and then he won. Yeah, he won the WWE Championship, and later on he won the IC title. And so did Chris Jericho and shit like that, you know?
The two man power trip. I was doing it like that.
There you go. There you go.
Exactly. So, like, here's John Cena winning and making it important, coming out every damn Monday. The champ is here. You don't get people, you know, to look at that shit.
You ain't got no choice but to make that championship relevant. The beast. Don't keep it as right there.
You got this dumbass.
If they do it right, and he does win it, that will, and he pushes it the right way, the U.S. title could be the number one contender for the world title.
Could be.
If they
exactly,
do it right.
He could be like one day. Oh, I'm gonna catch this shit in and put, you know, some crap, some weird shit.
So you can make it look important. So you're saying that John Cena. So you're saying that John Cena can do an Austin Aries.
Yeah, he could do something like that.
As long as Lesnar has that title, Cena can't win no one contender.
Roman Reigns got his number, though.
Got whose number? Bro. Not if he stay with that company.
Yeah.
But that's what I was telling Will. Sign. That's what I was telling Will. If they sign him, I want him to stay with that title for the longest time.
He should.
So they know that this guy is ready, or the other person is ready.
So if he signs back, should he hold the title for all 2015?
I wouldn't, not mind. And then, like I said, then you could use that USA title as, let's say, you know, to replace him while he's gone and shit like that.
When the last time you had a dominant champion like that?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. We haven't seen that in years.
Yeah,
and every time he's on a pay-per-view, people watch it
because
they know it means
Pump. CM Punk.
Well, and Punk. You don't think Rusev?
No.
You can't say Dominic. You cannot say Dominic because once he went heel, he was cheating and shit.
Yeah,
he was a bitch then. He was a bitch now. He's not like
Brock.
No, you won't get. You may pour in a few more dates with Brock Lesnar,
right?
But you won't get. You won't get tired of seeing him. And he's not going
exactly.
To
exactly. Yeah, I will do it. I'll give him the money he deserves. Because the thing is, any pay-per-view that got Brock Lesnar's name on it, people are going apeshit for it.
But I have, and I was kind of hoping Surfer will call in, because I have a story here, another story for Surfer. Now, we all know, and some of us, you know, we still watch cartoons, what have you.
Yeah.
There's a new WWE animated. Why not? I know, right? There's a new WWE animated short coming out this year. The Flintstones and WWE Stone Age SmackDown.
Shit. I saw the commercial.
And guess who's in it?
John Cena
and Bill Goldberg.
Oh yeah, Goldberg's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's a short. That's why it's a short. You just lost all legitimacy to that film. Just monkey ass.
You know what's funny? Kids that are watching that shit, they're going to be like, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
It should have
nobody know who the hell.
It should have a disclaimer when it comes on. The following man in this film is a nobody. So no kids, no attention.
Exactly.
You could also catch them in classics like Regular Rumble. Mm.
And Starcade 98.
Starcade 98, yep.
And what was it? Universal Soldier.
Yeah, he was the Universal Mm-mm. Soldier.
Universal too. Soldier.
Starcade 98. If you want to know anything about Goldberg, go watch Starcade 98. That'll tell you the whole story. What you need to see. His ass going down. The taser.
The taser.
The taser effect.
Yo, man.
Talking about 98, that person is getting inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm about to bring that up. I'm about to bring that up too. There's a rumor going around saying that two people are going to be inducted at this Monday's Hall of Fame. The people that I heard is going to be in there, the Bushwhackers,
which is stupid as fuck. They always got to put those kids, so you know.
Oh, they can't put Mickey James in a hall.
Oh, they the throwaway.
No, he didn't. Just say that. But the whore halls.
What'd you say, Swash?
Wait, why would? But she's in TNA. She's still wrestling, man. Why would they induct her?
Yeah, she can't. She can't be in the Hall of Fame yet, Swash.
Like you need to call.
Ric Flair was still wrestling, and they put him in the Hall of Fame.
No, he wasn't.
He was wrestling in WWE.
He wasn't in a different promotion.
Swag.
Got inducted right after when they did that whole Sandoz. Then he got inducted the next year, right there.
Swags, when Mickey James goes in, you rest assured we all want to be a fly on the wall for that one, buddy.
Yes, sir. But yeah, well, you got another person, right?
But for her to get in the Hall of Fame, it's going to be at least a year and a half before she can get in. At least a year and a half, if Mickey ever gets in. Who? What are you talking about? Other person?
Yeah, I thought you said the other person that's getting inducted.
Oh, it's Kevin Nash. It's two. And Kevin Nash is rumored to be inducted next month with Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Kevin Nash.
With Shawn Michaels being the guy who inducts him.
Mr. Fucking Wizard Guy. Goddamn
it. I ain't got no problem. I don't have no problem with Kevin Nash. I don't have a problem with Kevin Nash getting in.
Well, so you know me. If he goes in, that means all the NWO is in.
Yep.
The
founding fathers of the NWO being
exactly
in there going in together. Then they'll probably go in together in the next two or three, 4 years.
Possible. That would make sense.
Man, leave X-Pac alone, though. X his ass out to the house.
I said the founding members.
There you go. Thank you. Founding
members. Even the Big Show don't need to go in.
No, hell no. Oh, hell no. Will he break his quad on the way over?
You telling me DDP got Scott Hall that sobered up?
Yeah. Yep.
He going in. They all.
Will he make it to the stage without breaking his quad?
I'm gonna say this though. We kid on him, but back in that time period, Big Show and Kevin Nash made huge differences in the way things were done. So,
I'll give you that.
You know.
That angle with him.
Breaking his neck and shit.
Broke the giant neck. You're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was funny as hell.
So, they brought different things to the table. Big Show's a Hall of Famer. He's going to go in. He's the only dude that's won a WWE... title down in WCW and ECW championship, so he's going in just off that alone. He's the only guy.
Well, the only though he hasn't held, has Show ever held the Intercontinental title?
Yes.
I think he did.
I want to say yes.
Yeah, the U.S. title.
The U.S. title. Okay. I know he had one of them.
Okay, but no, he's not a Cripple Crown. He's not a Cripple Crown.
Yeah, he has the tag teams. He had the USA, the ECW, the WWE, World Heavyweight. But I don't know. I get the feeling like everything he did, like, early.
Everything except for the IC title.
Yeah.
There's only, a handful of guys that have got the Cripple Crown?
Blew up the fruit.
Blown up fruit. Don't blow up the grapes, Stevie Ray. Hold up, man. Don't blow up the grapes.
Big Sexy is the only person to have his move outlawed.
Yup.
$50,000 fine.
Oh, man.
Randy.
Real quick, Tony C.
They outlawed the jackknife. And he got hit with a $50,000 fine.
That jackknife was awesome.
Drop Big Show right on his neck.
Yeah, Yeah, he did. Hey, I just want to say, Tony C, man, that was a great show the other night you guys did.
Yeah, it was. That was funny as hell. Yeah, it was.
It was funny.
Yes, it was.
It was funny. It was funny as crap. So, good job, man.
You guys make it all possible. In all seriousness, man. It's all done.
I hadn't appreciated myself in a while until that show.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you. We got, if y'all think last night, I mean, this year's ignorant. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. I got a whole 364 more days or however many days. Put some thought into it.
I mean, we have some.
As long as, hey, Cody, hey, Hollywood, as long as Doom won one, I'm happy. Other than that, we don't have a problem.
I mean,
dude. We're gonna put it over the top within the next couple years.
Did we not have a good time? You went over all the awards. Who won multiple awards? I think it was Ron Simmons. Mm-hmm. Multiple awards. Mm-hmm.
Ron Simmons, I know.
He was a man.
He was no joking. Night. He was no joking. World class. Not world class. WCW. He was no joking. WCW. Then he got WCW and got derailed. And WWE just got derailed.
Well, he got through in that. He got a WWF title match at King of the Ring '96.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody like to talk about. Get swept on the rug. So, that's a shame when you can name all the black title matches all at one time in one hand.
We don't get enough.
I know about
we
hard.
We just don't get enough.
From like 1993 to the current, I know every last title shot that a brother had.
There's only been what? I had like about 7 or 8 of them.
I believe so, in that range. you got to start with that shot right there. You can count them on one hand, I believe. One hand and a couple fingers. That's pretty much it.
Damn it. All right, it is 12:46 in the a.m. Let me go over the programming rundown very, very quickly. Live every Tuesday, 8 p.m., it's Double A and my main man, Tony C, on the Rant. Check it out, rantamradio.com, every Tuesday at 8. 9 p.m. every Wednesday night, Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man, Feral Rhea, and Mega Powers. Thursday, check them out, Rantam Radio, Wednesday, it's at 9 p.m. This show, Wrestling Calling Show, with myself and my co-host Stevie Ray, every Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern. Check us out. Live every Sunday at 5 p.m. is the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. Surfer couldn't make it with us tonight, but everybody call in and get him tomorrow. The Rexplex, excuse me, guys, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Lex Entertainment Experience. New episode each week on the site. We also have Freaks and Geeks debuting on Monday at 11 p.m.
What
after
the Ross. Hell is that? You don't want to know.
You'll see.
Leave it, oh my God! Don't tell me. Just leave don't it alone. Tell me what, just, don't tell me what just I think you're wrong. Just let it go.
You'll see on
just
Monday.
The name. Oh Jesus Christ!
You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go.
Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, Freaks and
what
Geeks.
What the fuck?
Freaks and Geeks, man. It's gonna be
Hey, yo, Tony T.
What's up, my man?
When are we gonna get your show? I'm gonna be honest, I'm just gonna be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started, like, when I came in, like, to the Rant. I came because I used to listen to Phil in another podcast. I don't want to say the name because, you know, out of respect.
Okay.
And, you know, I came over and then I tried to listen to the other podcast. And honestly, on Tuesdays, it's Tuesdays, right? The only reason I listen to that show is I think, like, you do a good job there. Like, the comedy and all of that shit like that. That's why I want to know when you're going to get a show.
It was funny on Tuesday because Surfer had to spend time defending himself being a John Cena fan.
Well, that was
you
funny.
Know, you know, Randy, it's all can be in the works, man. You know, I'm a humble guy, man. I'm the type of guy. I rock and roll with what's going on. So, you know, maybe, you know, one day that can come to fruition. But, you know, I don't have a specific, you know, date or time in mind or anything.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just
I got
like the WWE. Just like the WWE, Negroes got to know their place.
I would say all that. That makes me, but, you know. Hopefully, you know, one day down the road, it may be a possibility. But speaking on what Will was saying about, you know, Surfer. Surfer just need to come clean. His love affair. He like to talk about me and Brock Lesnar. Okay, whatever. With him and Cena and The Rock, I'm gonna get on that in final thought. But I want to let him know, let you know, Will, you are correct. He shouldn't have to defend his feeling on John Cena, but he tried to hide it. That's why people try. That's why we, you know, go at him so hard.
Right.
Just come out and be real, and people won't have to agitate you.
Right, you'll be okay.
But I'm sorry, Will, but in a nutshell, that's where that's going, Randy. One day,
okay,
maybe in the near future, you know, I'll be able to see if I can do something, man. But you know,
I ain't ready to
Marty Jannetty and step out on my own right now. You know, I like being a part of the Rockets, getting that check.
Take my hand, Sean. If you take my hand, we'll go rocking and rolling all night long. And then you get picked, and then you get super kicked through a pane of glass.
As long as Double A don't, you know, pop shop windows, I'm good.
But you gotta tell Double A to get some plexiglass windows.
Yeah.
No pane windows.
Yep.
I get might get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Just those windows that are like at the sidelines of the hockey rinks.
No.
What Marty went through, that was glass.
Yeah.
And the pane glass window he got super kicked through.
Yep.
That shit was funny.
It was funny.
And the famous line, "Look, Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty was so scared he tried to jump through the window."
Yeah. I enjoyed the Rockers, man. You got the Rockers, the best of the Rockers before they came to WWE. You got the best of the Rockers in AWA. And in Memphis.
AWA.
There were heels down in Memphis, and they were funny as crap as heels down there, so you don't build them like the Rockers anymore. That is for sure. All right. Got everything out there that we need to get out. It is 12:52. Let's go ahead and start taking closing thoughts and wrapping up the show. Swax, what you got for us, man?
My closing thoughts are that end the soap opera that's called the WWE. That's my ending thoughts.
Say that again, Swat, so I can get a proper understanding.
I said, end the soap opera that's called WWE. That means, let's have wrestling instead of the soap opera crap.
Okay, I got you. Just want to get a proper understanding. Big Tone, what's your final thought, man?
Fuck Goldberg.
What a thought.
And fuck China's dumbass for trying to say that Triple H is a come see, come saw.
Y'all need to go see that video. She got a video out of her twerking.
Oh, I saw that shit. That shit is funny as hell.
If I want to lose that my legs,
No, your ass will fall out laughing. That shit is funny as hell.
Yeah, it is funny.
If I want to see somebody gyrating their back, I'll go watch that. Show ain't got no ass.
Who's twerking?
AJ. I mean, not AJ. China.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think you're in the stomach, man.
Thank you, Randy.
There you go. Big Tone, what you get? Anything else?
One more time. Fuck Goldberg.
There you go. Get you one more time. Who I'm going to go to. We got Swex already. We got Main Man Tony C. I got my main man, Big Tone. Randy, what you got, man?
All right, since the F word has been thrown out, I just want to say, fuck the IWC.
Damn.
I hate you with a passion.
You want to fuck the whole thing?
This shit, the IWC needs to fucking die already.
Damn.
And on top of that, Mr. IWC God, CM Punk, needs to stop being a little bitch. We've seen the videos on WWE. You ain't got shit in your back. So that whole lawsuit and this and that, I hope he loses it. And yeah, I hope the doctor wins. I hope the doctor wins money. And he loses. And fuck CM Punk.
I hope he gets all his money.
Yeah. Get all that money because it is yours. All right, Steve Ray, what you got to finish this up for tonight?
To be honest Hold with on. You,
hmm?
What you got?
I was going to say, since Steve is finishing up, let me go in front of him, because he always bringing.
He forgot about my man. Go for it.
I thought I got you, Tony C. Go ahead, Tony C. My bad, man.
I just want to say to the man they call Surfer, I got a challenge for you.
Uh-oh.
Because you gave me so much hell about Sting never beating Hogan, never beating Sting. Go back, watch SummerSlam 2002.
Ooh.
Your boy never beat the Beast. And the Beast has never lost to either of your boys with the title. Neither one of them has beat him for the title.
Nope.
So
now, for the championship, no, yeah.
So now you run and tell that C Nation and all the Rock fans, I don't care if you surfer, anybody who got a problem who love the Rock. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, he's never beat Lesnar for the title. Never. So
there we go.
And I'm dropping the mic.
There we go. Wrestling historian, Tony C. All right, Stevie Ray, what you got to finish this up, my friend?
Oh, to be honest with you, let's go ahead and go on what was said. What was said tonight? There's plenty. I got no place to start. I just know damn well that I'm about to watch this China video.
Oh, man.
And
oh, God. Don't do it, man.
Stevie Ray, don't do it, man.
I got to do it.
Don't do it, man.
No.
I got to do it, man.
Don't Stevie, stare don't at the
I got a butt get next
don't
to
do
me.
Don't stare at the light.
Don't do it.
Is it the one with... Russo?
No.
No. People just put that on their own.
Into Swax. Tomorrow around about 10:50. I hope you don't be too hurt, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
It's nothing personal. You know, it's just business out there tomorrow night.
Two words. Rusev Crush.
Oh, my God.
He said Rusev.
Oh yeah, you
say it.
But Swax, now you turning into Surfer. Now you been you got delusions of grandeur. The writing is on the wall, and you don't even see it. You acting like you don't know your personnel.
I hope he gets that 3 seconds 10.
He said personnel.
I mean, Cena, look at it. You know, Will called me a historian. I'm not that, you know, I don't know, claim to know everything, but I know something. Right. And I know the C Nation is like Shawn Michaels. They don't lay down for certain people.
Right.
And
when you put it like that, I don't have much face for Russo.
Hey, swag. Look at the track record. Look at the track record. That's all I'm saying. Bray Wyatt. Hottest.
Bray Wyatt also on the hot streak.
Yeah.
Randy is the Cena.
I was actually one of the ones that didn't want him to win.
You didn't want Bray Wyatt to win?
Hell no. No. I never liked him. Wow. I was going for Cena at WrestleMania that year.
But, wow. You know, we clamor for something different.
Though. Right.
That's the biggest thing. And tell us a story. Rusev beating Cena makes sense. Don't get me wrong, Swaz. I don't want you to get it twisted. I'm in total agreeance. If at a certain point, you should be putting people over. But this guy, don't get it.
He
kind of Goldberg-ish. He kind of believes his own super gimmick.
You know what I'm about to start saying now.
You know what I mean? Hey, I'm just keeping it 100.
Well, you know,
if he ain't know certain people, like, yeah. I ain't losing to him.
Ain't losing. Okay. You got to remember, you getting your money back in the beginning.
Put the young guy over. Supposed to.
Yeah. All right. Anybody has, it is 1 a.m. Anybody has an idea, and I'll take it from anybody. Anybody in the chat, anybody on a phone call, what do you guys think I need to play for an outro? And before I do, I want to say thank you to everybody who called in today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the chat room. Appreciate your patronage. Thank you for being a little supporter of this show as well as Rant EM Radio. Anybody got anything they want played before we roll out for the night?
I think in dedication to Surfer, you should play the Rock's theme.
give us Hollywood Rock.
Because, you know, being that they're not big Matt, big title fight guys, right. You know.
Right.
Lesnar, you know. Whoop that ass every time that ref hold up that belt. and Surfer, one more thing about that. The Beast always took the belts from your boys.
Oh. Think about that.
Yeah, one of his boys got, and his neck, I think his neck is still trending from them 16 he got put on his head with.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know the one thing that when I say that I hate the one moment when I said fuck Big Show and his life. When he defeated Brock Lesnar, I think, was it like a Survivor Series?
I think so.
Oh, my God. When he turned, when Paul Heyman turned on him, God.
Oh, yeah. That was that.
Oh, my God. That shit made me sick to my stomach.
Well, that was fat really ass. You got to remember, Randy, from like, the start of King of the Ring to Survivor Series 2002, I believe. Yeah. Lesnar didn't lose a match, man.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And then you got this pudgy fuck, this like, oh my God, with a weak ass choke slam defeating the Beast. That shit pissed me off. To this day, I don't like Big Show because of that.
You hit on Big Show.
He hit it on a chair, so I guess they saw, you know, Brock oversold it. But, you know.
See, Brock Lesnar taking chair shots, like, what you doing?
Yeah. My biggest campaign this year is going to be that people forgot about how dominant this man was. Yeah, he went to UFC. Yeah, he chose to go to play football. But a lot of people owe him. Like Cena, a debt of gratitude. Because if he wouldn't have left, Vince was giving, everybody saw it. They was giving this guy the world.
Oh, yeah, Brock Lesnar was.
No, yeah, that's true.
He beat in a stretch from King from SummerSlam. No, from like beginning of what?
April. King of the Ring all the way.
Yeah, up in no, even the qualifying matches, he was wiping the floor.
Yep.
I can honestly say he beat everybody but Triple H.
And he beat Triple H. He didn't even get a chance to fight Triple H. That was the only person he didn't get a chance to fight.
Let me now, Tony, I think it was
Hogan,
you,
Flair.
I think you told me, Stevie Ray, that that Stevie Ray was kind of having something under your doggone it. Put it this way. I lost my train of thought just that damn quick. It'll come back to you. I'll get to you on Facebook, Stevie Ray.
It's all good.
If no one has anything else.
One more thing, Surfer.
Uh-oh.
Go check the record books. You can beat them all. Beat them all. Lay them, slay them all. Like he said to Triple H. I conquered you. He can point in that locker room. Outside of Orton ain't had a taste of him yet.
But, oh, no, Orton, Orton got a taste of him, but like when he was coming up.
Yeah, I mean.
When you had them little shorts with the long hair, yeah, not the Viper, yeah.
And other than that, just check that track record, Surfer. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
You're going to respect that, which is Lesnar this year. Because he ain't going nowhere.
He's
and
the
I
beast.
Ain't neither.
He the beast.
Yeah.
Comes
and
pain.
That's why he ended. And that's why he ended the streak. Not your boy. Neither one of them.
Right. All right. Yeah. All right, everybody. Once again, thank you for being here tonight. I do appreciate it. All the callers, everybody in the chat, have fun. So please join me again next week, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant Eaton Radio. And no request.
The Rock. Steel.
The Rock.
Hollywood Rock.
For Surfer. That's the only Rock character. The heel Rock is the only one worth a really good goddamn bit.
You think so?
You should play Sasha Banks' song to end the show.
No.
I mean, face Rock.
Right now, homie.
Who the hell would have Sasha Banks' song right now?
William?
Let's see if this is it here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of WrestleMania 27.
That's Face Rock.
Nah, not that one.
I found the right one. Hold on. Let me go back.
You just put Hollywood Rock.
2003.
I think I found
it. 2003.
Click
man.
Now to take the road in a spacious and luxurious GLA 250 4MATIC.
From No Way Out.
There we go.
2003.
Oh, there you go.
I did.
Get the copter ready.
This was the best one.
That theme was the shit, man.
It was.
It's good.
You got the fucking Miz trying to copy and shit.
Can't do it. Everybody turned heel except for that John Cena person.